Radio Moments.
Let's start this week in 1991, and there's excitement at Radio 1.
It's a fabulous track. The song was written by Sam Cooke, recorded in 1965 on the album Otis Blue by Otis Redding. Change is going to come, and that's the one that rounds off our programme this evening. Thank you very much indeed for listening. I'm just about to pack up all my carts, my tapes, records, boxes, and all my bits and pieces to transport them up to the brand new studio upstairs because, of course, later on today, Radio 1 begins 24-hour transmissions. This program on air tonight at 12 o'clock until 4 a.m. I'll see you then.
1FM goes 24 hours. Wednesday, 5 a.m. We'll open and never close. 24 hours.
So, 5 o'clock in the morning.
And now, for the very last time.
Europe's number one station. BBC Radio 1 FM.
BBC Radio 1 FM.
And good morning. The time is exactly 5 a.m. Here with Headline News is Rod McKenzie.
Good morning, Gary. The Lords have again rejected
plans. And it's been on air ever since that day. There's nothing quite like opening up a radio station in the morning, is there? Radio 1 starting 24-hour broadcasting this week in 1991 with Bob Harris and Gary King there. 2005 now, and Neil Fox isn't very happy.
I was trying to work out what song I would play. It's my last song on this fantastic radio station. And I was trying to think what actually I could say as well that would be a way of saying goodbye. Well, the only thing I could think was 32 years ago, Richard Attenborough and his mates started this radio station. And it became, let's be honest, as much part of London as black cabs and double-decker buses. And I remember growing up listening to 5 through 8 and the 194 and then 95.8, you know, with my brothers as a kid. Then ended up, I wanted to be a DJ. And eventually I got a job here.
Capital, I think, went through some really weird management changes, for sure. We, you know, we ended up, I'd had some times when I was definitely going to be getting the Capital Breakfast Show, and then literally, you know, the next morning when I've just signed my contract because I know I'm about to get the Breakfast Show that year, yeah, they've just re-signed Tarrant for another 2 years. And there are a couple of moments like that where you won't necessarily tell the whole truth, myself or my manager or agent. And so that leaves you feeling a bit frustrated, there's no doubt. They were so desperate to keep CT. He was doing Millionaire by this time, which was obviously a runaway success. 1 year, he had 5 months holiday. So you go, so in that 12-month period, he did seven, I did 5 months of Breakfast. As a station, that is a really not a good way to run it. But look, we got through it. I did think I was going to get Breakfast, and then it didn't happen, and they decided things were changing then. So this is sort of early 2000s. Yeah, it was time to go.
Neil Fox concluding his Capital days this week, 14 years ago. Watch this in The Guardian from this week in 2012. The BBC Drive Time host Greg James on his rapid rise from student radio. And further down the article it says here, "Of course I want to do the breakfast show," says James. "If you don't want the breakfast show on the station you're presenting on, you're an idiot." His dreams came true. DLT, by the way, also wanted the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, and he got it this week in 1978, its third ever presenter.
This is the DLT Breakfast Show, yours every morning, Monday to Friday, between 7 and 9 on National Radio 1.
In 1971, this week, Radio Derby began. Local radio from the BBC with all those local accents.
This is BBC Radio Derby on 96.5 megahertz VHF, broadcasting to Derby, Derbyshire and South East Staffordshire. The Derby Ram, played by the Derby Concert Orchestra, welcomes you to this
BBC Radio Derby, which began broadcasting officially this week in 1971, though it went on air 2 months earlier than planned to cover the bankruptcy of Rolls-Royce. This week, 50 years ago, my mum's favourite soap began on Radio 2, Wagoner's Walk.
There have been a good many changes in Wagoner's Walk since the 18th century, when the men who gave their name to the walk paused on the way up the hill to Hampstead to refresh their horses at the trough and themselves at the inn. The area has long since been engulfed by the sprawl of London, but something of the village atmosphere remains. Of course, not many of the inhabitants are Londoners by birth, like the girl who's just stepped out of the taxi in this, the first episode called Moving Pictures.
The first Wagoner's Walk on Radio 2. It was a daily serial running for 11 years, beginning this week in 1969. And it was actually spawned from a Saturday night theatre play in January that same year.
The Rope Walk, a new play for radio by Alan Downer and Joe Hyam.
The Rope Walk from Radio 4 in 1969. It's difficult to believe that you could launch a rock music station on AM, but we did this week, 26 years ago.
2 minutes and counting to the radio revolution. 2 minutes and counting to the official launch of Virgin 1215. 5 seconds and counting to the official launch of Virgin 1215.
Hello to everyone here in Manchester and across the UK. It's 12:15 on Friday, April 30th, 1993, a date which will go down, we hope, in broadcasting history. I'm Richard Branson, and this is the radio station I've always wanted to hear. I hope you'll find it the station you too have always wanted to hear. Virgin 12:15 is now officially on the air!
The launch of the first Virgin Radio, Britain's second national commercial radio station, on the old Radio 3 and Radio 1 medium wave frequency. So, with BBC Radio Cambridgeshire launched the 25th BBC station 37 years ago.
Well, that was our station signature tune, which I hope will become a very familiar sound to you over the next few months, played with great gusto there by the musicians of the 1st Battalion, Norfolk, Suffolk and Cambridgeshire, the Royal Anglian Regiment based at Oakington.
Richard Catt taking over mid-evenings on Capital London 10 years ago.
And I know for years my parents were just like, can you get a proper job yet then? Have you finished with this presenting business?
Roger Day making his first appearance on air 53 years ago.
Welcome back. You're on the move with a second hour of the Roger Day Group, and thank you, Alan Black, for the news. His showtime is every afternoon between 2 and 6pm. Make that 2 and 5pm. Between 5 and 6 is Gary Stevens.
The final Noel Edmonds Radio 1 Breakfast Show 41 years ago.
It's 2.5 minutes past 7 on a Friday morning, the 28th day of April, 1978. It's
No, I'll take it seriously.
Roman Kemp taking over the Capital London Breakfast Show alongside Vic Hope 2 years ago.
I mean, how do you feel about that? Is that going to be all right?
Heart beginning networking 11 years ago. Back then, just 3 stations.
This is Heart, London's Heart.
And the UK's first FM transmitters switched on in Kent 64 years ago. Those are this week's radio moments.